The new Weber Center for the Performing Arts sits on the bank of the Mississippi River. The water is reflected in almost every inch of the theater's design, from the lobby's curving windows overlooking the river to the blue waves hanging from the ceiling. Weber Center and La Crosse Community Theater Executive Director David Kilpatrick says the theater's opening helps establish the city's new arts district. With existing venues, galleries, and restaurants, he says the area should draw more than locals.
I mean, there are people that will come from Winona and come from Rochester, Madison, the Dells. And so, and actually, from an economic standpoint, it really brings in, for lack of a better word, fresh money. You know, new spenders and new people.
La Crosse will join the list of other arts and cultural districts in Wisconsin, like in Milwaukee, Racine, and Madison. Wisconsin Arts Board Executive Director George Sugros says as more cities designate these special districts, communities build within them and attract talent.
They signal to creative people that this community values what they value. And so if you're looking to start a small tech company or et cetera, you can look around and say, oh, I bet there's some creatives here that we might be able to access for our startup or to move our company to a particular place.
Sugros says it's great to establish arts districts as long as people don't forget about other artistic outlets in different parts of town. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.